Autism Unwrapped, hashtag autism tips. In the introduction to Autism Unwrapped, I told you a little bit about the sensory differences and the effects that they have on people's lives. But now I'd like to start looking at them in more depth. Let's begin with vision. Does your child play with the lights, flicking them on and off? Does he have a squint or a wandering eye? Does he avoid bright lights or screw his eyes tight shut in some situations? Or perhaps he is clumsy, dropping the cup when he tries to put it on the table, and then surprising you by finding some tiny glittering object buried in the carpet that's invisible to you. Or stuff his pockets full of tiny things that look drab and boring. If so, the answer may lie in his vision. Vision accounts for over 70% of the information we receive about the world around us and is extremely important to learning. Unfortunately, though, many children with ASD suffer from specific visual problems which are not generally identified in an ordinary eye test. These are similar to the problems found in visual dyslexia, which is also known as visual stress, Ehlin syndrome, and by a few other names as well. But it's far more severe than that. Unfortunately, despite having wide-ranging effects, so that, quite literally, the child does not see what you see, such problems frequently remain undiagnosed, leading to anxiety, frustration, and poor self-esteem. These visual problems include a range of focusing anomalies so that the child may not be able to coordinate his eyes properly. He may also have poor visual acuity or photophobia, which is simply a physical overreaction to glare, brightness and fluorescence. It's not actually a phobia at all. The effects are individual, but when mild to moderate, they can include clumsiness and poor writing, as well as giving the person headaches or migraines when under bright or fluorescent lights. Reading can also be problematic, as the child may see a variety of visual distortions, so that it looks as if the letters are moving or jumping off the page, while one sentence may suddenly look like two. Such problems are not always obvious in the early years when books have large, well-spaced print, but as the child progresses through school, the print and the spaces between the lines decrease in size, and that makes it harder for him to read clearly. For many children with ASD, the severity of the problems also means that they experience a variety of effects that could include problems judging differences in height or width, and those are often particularly noticeable when he steps off a curb or over a threshold, difficulty following moving objects so that he may not see an approaching car until it is very close, double vision, seeing two separate images at the same time, fragmented vision, so that faces seem distorted, and all he actually sees clearly might be your mouth, an eye, or an earring. A confused perception of space and size. Some children even see objects as if they're changing shape and size. Imagine how frightening that must be. Other children see things as if they're magnified. One child saw a hair as if it were a strand of spaghetti, and that can lead to a fascination with tiny things and make him good at doing intricate tasks. Any child who sees in this way is actually only partially sighted, living in a world where nothing is quite as it seems, nothing is constant, where other people and objects can at times appear to be extremely frightening. Even so, there are several ways in which you can alleviate the worst of these effects. Top tips. Fluorescent lighting and bright lights can aggravate visual problems, so if possible, eliminate them from your home and use other more suitable lighting, like uplighters perhaps. When in situations like shops, school or outdoors, where you have no control over the lighting, do encourage him or her to wear sunglasses or a peaked cap to minimise the effect of bright sunlight glare or those fluorescent lights. At school, explain the reasons for that to his teachers so that they realise the benefits. Minimise obstacles for him and don't rearrange furniture, etc., as that might confuse him. Help him to find things easily by using dark or brightly coloured items in the house. Use coloured towels and a different coloured toilet paper for easy identification. Colour bath water, as some children have difficulty seeing things that are clear, especially under bright lights. But do be careful if adding anything smelly, as that can cause problems too. Use toys designed for children with visual impairments. Another thing you can do, instead of the sunglasses and a cap, is try tinted lenses. The right lenses can help correct some of the visual anomalies, leading to a number of benefits, which can include better eye tracking and depth perception, a reduction in confusion and hyperactivity, alongside improvements in the ability to concentrate, learn and remember things, improved behaviour and increased confidence, sociability and communication. Some professionals remain dubious of tinted lenses, but I have validated them myself through personal experience of mild visual problems, finding them very effective, and I know of several people with autism who have also been greatly helped by them. Now, though, we need to turn our attention to another problem, and that problem is face blindness. Who are you? Have you ever met someone that you couldn't quite place? Someone who you know, but don't recognise immediately because they are out of context, perhaps no longer wearing a uniform or in a place where you don't expect to see them. An embarrassing situation, but one that happens to most of us only occasionally. But how would you feel if it happened to you constantly? If you recognised your parents at home, but inadvertently walked past them in the street? That is the world that people with face blindness live in each and every day of their lives, and when severe, it can result in an avoidance of social interactions, problems with relationships, and even anxiety and depression. That is also a world in which some people with ASD live in, as we can see from their accounts. In her book, A Real Person, Life on the Outside, Gunilla Gerland, who has Asperger's syndrome, described seeing children with blank faces. Nor is she alone in that, for Donna Williams too tells us how complete strangers used to smile or wave at her, some even calling her by name. Then there are others who describe seeing only parts of a person, such as a bald head, a beard or an earring, which may explain why some children focus on and are seemingly fascinated by such minute details. School can be particularly stressful for any child who is face blind. There are several reasons for that. First, he will not be able to identify other pupils, even after sitting beside them for some time. He may confuse one person with another, and that can make the playground very frightening. He could also have difficulty reading facial expressions or body language correctly, which makes it very hard to distinguish friend from foe. Sadly, such problems are often compounded by the fact that other children see him as arrogant or aloof because they mistakenly believe that he ignores them outside school, and that may make him a target for bullying. Hardly surprising, then, that many such children learn to use other clues to identify people, like the way they smell, their clothes, the way they move, or an identifying feature such as a mole, tattoo, beard and so on. Top tips. Explain face blindness to him and to those who are in daily contact with him, such as teachers and other staff. Ask the school staff to wear badges or lapel pins and to introduce themselves by name when speaking to him. If possible, ask if he can have a class seating plan with photos. A school without uniforms will always make life easier. It's very difficult to identify everyone when they're dressed exactly the same. Always introduce people to him by name, even if he already knows them. Suggest ways that he can use to identify people, using the features which are least likely to change. That could be a person's voice or their accent, their body shape, their posture, the way they stand, their gait, or the way their clothes move on them as they walk. Hats, coats, and shoes are also another good indication, as people generally only have a few favourites. If you or someone else that he knows well is going to alter something significant like a hairstyle, do tell him in advance if possible. If you don't have any identifiable marks, wear a particular brooch or a tie pin or a lapel badge, especially when picking him up from school. And teach him to say, "I'm sorry, I don't know who you are," if necessary. Thank you for listening.